Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Meet Miss Rock and our very own Steve Miggs tomorrow at 4 p.m. at Hector's in downtown Kirkland. That's right, Miss Rock, the hydroplane, she's back. And the hydro is in town for the big races, of course, for Seafair. And it's awesome. After over a decade off, Miss Rock back on the water. Rock Girls are going to be there, along with the Miss Rock captain, Kevin Ekrit, and the entire CARSTAR team. I want to thank all of them for bringing Miss Rock back. She looked sweet on the front page of the Tri-City Herald recently.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's great, man. Prizes, food, drinks, lots more. Steve Miggs. Oh, come on. You got to get there tomorrow at 4 o'clock at Hector's in downtown Kirkland. More info, just go to KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Miggs.
Beat Miggs. I'm not the producer. Oh, Beat Miggs. You're a loser.
It is time to beat Miggs. And it is time to turn down for tacos.
Turn down for what?
That's right. How you feeling over there, Peter Brady?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah, your voice, man. That taco challenge you did yesterday, man.
What taco challenge?
No, we did the Blazing Wing Challenge.
I mean, the Blazing Wing Challenge. Yes. The Blazing Wing Challenge.
We should do a Blazing Taco Challenge today to help you out your voice.
Oh, that's a great idea, Rev.
It's a wonderful idea.
Why don't we just take a damn knife and just shove it down my throat, too?
Oh, that's a little excessive.
Yeah.
A little too far there, buddy.
If you want that, I can find a guy.
I'm sure you can. Coming up today, Steve's going to saw a sword.
Flag that, please.
Yeah, right. All right, let's get to our contestant. We got Trisha in Bellevue. Trisha, are you there?
Yep.
Excellent. What's she playing for today, Steve?
Rev, she's playing for a pair of tickets to check out Guns N' Roses. Ooh. They're at the CenturyLink Field on Friday, August 12th, courtesy of Live Nation. Go to KISW.com for all the details. And if you want to check out this show, get your tickets now, LiveNation.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Trisha will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Trisha, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
Which U.S. state is home to the North Cascades National Park?
Washington.
Yeah. What trumpet-like instrument has a movable slide?
Trombone.
Yes. Which man has won the most money lifetime playing golf? Yeah. What is Hillary Clinton's maiden name?
Bottom.
Yeah. Which town do the Flintstones live in?
Bedrock.
Yes. Saab was the first company to introduce what safety device in cars?
Airbag.
No.
Seatbelt.
Yes. What city is home for TV's Golden Girls?
Cincinnati?
No.
Pass.
Which cartoon character drove the Mach 5?
Razor.
Yeah! The Emperor Penguin is the only type of penguin to inhabit which continent?
Antarctica.
Yes! New Orleans stands on what major river?
Mississippi?
Yes! What city is home for TV's Golden Girls?
Philadelphia.
No! 9 out of 10!
Not bad, Trisha.
It could be a deciding factor right there, though.
Yeah, we'll see. I know Steve's been out of control, and you're right. That last question he'll get.
He got a perfect 10 earlier today.
Oh, he's all happy.
And now he's like strutting in there, man.
Oh, you think you're the guy now?
Big old peacock. That's just right. Walking on in.
Peacock.
So what's a peacock?
I'm a party peacock.
Yeah. A party peacock?
That's right. Just like Dalton Castle. Okay, for you wrestling fans. Yeah.
Nice.
Take it easy, Katy Perry. Get off the peacock.
Are you ready, Steve?
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Which U.S. state is home to North Cascades National Park?
Washington.
Yes. What trumpet-like instrument has a movable slide?
Oh, just like Francesca in The New Day. It's the trombone.
Yes. Whoa. Trombone.
Trombone.
Which man has won the most money lifetime playing golf?
Tiger Woods.
Yes. What is Hillary Clinton's maiden name?
Rodham.
Yes. Which town do the Flintstones live in?
Bedrock.
Yes. Saab was the first company to introduce what safety device in cars?
Seatbelt.
Yes. What city is home for TV's Golden Girls?
Oh, man, I don't know. Fort Lauderdale?
No.
Chicago?
No.
It's got to be like Pensacola?
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, people go to Florida.
Well, yeah, but yeah. Which cartoon character drove the Mach 5?
Oh, Go Speed Racer.
Yes. The Emperor Penguin is the only type of penguin to inhabit which continent?
South Africa.
No.
Africa.
No.
Antarctica?
Yes.
Wow.
And Steve, you lose 8-9. Congratulations, yeah. Trisha. You're going to Guns N' Roses.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, hang on the line, Trisha. We'll tell you how to get your prize.
You didn't get to one question.
Yeah.
So that didn't help you.
Yeah, man.
New Orleans stands on what major river?
Mississippi?
Yeah. So you would have gotten a tie there. But, I mean, Trisha still would have gotten the prize. The one you missed, Trisha also missed. What city is home for TV's Golden Girls? You're right about Florida.
Is it Miami?
It's Miami.
Yeah. You said Fort Lauderdale, which is right there. But
and then I just couldn't think of any other places in Florida other than Pensacola.
Yeah. Pensacola is a place,
Orlando,
too.
Miami.
No, I know. Miami would have been a way better guess. I wish you would have said state.
But, yeah,
That
would have been a lot easier there.
Well, she would have said country.
Right? Ooh, that's a good one, too.
What country did the Golden Girls stand?
Yeah, I wish she would have said planet.
Ooh, even better. What, galaxy?
Yeah.
You can just keep going with that. There's like 4 or 5 days worth of questions right there.
No, you're not going to use those for questions. You're not going to say what planet were the Golden Girls from.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to Trisha on beating Steve this morning.
That's right, man, which means you have a shot at beating Steve tomorrow morning at this time. We play Beat Migs twice each weekday morning. And don't forget, we have an online on-demand version and lots of games, man. We have an archive of all the old games. We add a new game each weekday, and you and the whole gang can play anytime you want. Just go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. Well, Steve, here you go. Here's what you wanted. They're going to give it to you.
What's that?
Disney is remaking the 1984 comedy Splash.
Yes.
That's where Tom Hanks is the man who got saved by a mermaid played by Daryl Hannah. It pretty much made her a big name in the world of Hollywood.
I don't remember much of that movie other than the scene where she's, like, eating a lobster, like, just crunching through the shell. You don't remember that?
That's the scene you remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was an awesome scene. It was
funny. A lot of great other scenes to remember with her in that movie.
What other one? When she goes, like that.
How about she's just hot in that movie?
She is super hot.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
So who's going to be her?
It's not going to be a her. It's another gender switch, baby. What are you, all of a sudden, Vince Scully? Oh, come on. I don't even know who's a man or a woman anymore.
Who knows any dudes that are mermaids?
Who knows any? They're mermen. There are mermen.
Yeah.
In the lore of the mer. They're mermen and mermaids. I get.
Look, call me sexist all you want. I just don't want a male maid.
It's a merman.
That, too.
He's a merman. Channing Tatum? You don't want Channing Tatum to be your merman?
Of course. Like, get us that guy with the muscles, and we'll have him be a merman.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Channing Tatum is not going to be the human. He will be the merman. And he is, because the story is that, when Tom Hanks was a kid, he was saved by the mermaid, Daryl Hannah. Then he grows up and she still looks the same because I guess they don't age. And the woman's going to be played by Jillian Bell from Workaholics and Eastbound and Down.
Okay.
She was also in 22 Jump Street with Channing. So that's going to be Splash with him being the merman.
Yeah, I'm not going to ever see this movie.
I got to be thinking it's only chicks going to see this movie, right?
That's a weird movie to decide to do a remake of. Don't you think?
I agree.
It's kind of like been so long, maybe.
Ghostbusters was relatively successful, or at least it was critically successful.
Yeah, but Ghostbusters is like an iconic film.
Well, Splash in its own way was, you know, and I mean, not as big as Ghostbusters, but it was iconic.
Yeah, it was a popular movie, but it wasn't like Ghostbusters popular.
But I'm thinking they're going to do this all the way now, Steve. With remakes and reboots, they're going to switch the genders. If it works for Ghostbusters and it works for Splash, I think you're going to see a lot of people do it. I've seen movies where they just switch the ethnicity and, you know, and just do it all, you know.
The Honeymooners.
Honeymooners. There was a funeral movie with an African American cast based on a British movie that had an all white cast. I think Kevin Hart was in that one. Something about funerals or whatever. And so people are doing it. They're just remaking stuff and, you know, putting different genders, different ethnicities. And hey, if it works, what are you going to do? We'll see if this. It probably will work. Channing Tatum's a guy. Dude, people, women will go see him.
People are going to go just because you know he's going to be shirtless.
Yeah. Yeah.
See,
there goes Vicky.
I just think it's going to be like a dumb, fun comedy. And like, I'm looking at a picture of Jillian Bell. She just looks like just the funny chick. She doesn't look like the super smoking hot chick.
Oh, I know her.
So I think it's going to be more just goofy, over-the-top parody.
You know, if it's like in the same vein as like a 21 Jump Street, how they did that, where they like acknowledged the movie and poked fun at it in a sense.
Yeah.
Then okay, I could see that being entertaining.
And Ron Howard, I think, did the first one. I have no idea who's going to do this one.
Hopefully Michael Bay.
Michael Bay.
Yeah.
So, what are you, is there going to be explosions in Atlantis?
Yes.
By the way, I'm seeing a couple of bad reviews for Suicide Squad.
Oh.
I'm so disappointed.
What?
Yeah, speaking of action movies.
I mean, the hoopla about it has been...
Will Smith seems to be the kiss of death these days, man.
Well, you know why, because he's turned his back on the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah. All right, so Uncle Chris saw it, and he said he liked the first half, and then...
An hour and a half of it?
Yeah. What does that mean?
45 minutes of it you liked.
45 minutes he liked. How long is the movie? About two hours. Oh, 2 hours and 10 minutes. See, editing number one, and they reshot it. They reshot Suicide Squad to make it funnier because the Captain America Civil War movie had a lot of fun, and so they were like, all right,
Deadpool was really funny, too. That's why.
Deadpool was the reason. You're right, Vicky. It was Deadpool where they said, all right, we got to make this funny. I'm telling you, dude. Marvel knows how to make a superhero movie, and outside of Batman with Chris Nolan and Christian Bale, DC doesn't know how to do it. I'll give Tim Burton credit. His Batman movies were pretty decent.
So maybe they should hire Marvel to make the DC movies.
They might have to.
Which would be funny.
How funny would it be if Marvel Studios puts a DC movie? You know what? Swallow my pride, bite my tongue, and go to Marvel Studios and say, please make our product. I think you're absolutely right. What a great idea.
We do well with comic graphic novels, but we have no idea how to turn these into movies.
And I'll bring it up because Marvel Studios didn't make the Spider-Man movies. Sony did.
Mm-hmm.
And the last two were not good. And, of course, Marvel Studios did not make the Fantastic Four movies. They were not good. The X-Men movies have sort of been hit or miss, and Marvel Studios didn't do those. When Marvel Studios does them, themselves, they have hits on their hands. I'd swallow my pride if I were DC and say, because I know Warner Brothers is like, well, we own them, we want to do them. F that. You want a good movie, go to Marvel Studios.
It just seems like this was a no-brainer. Like, just the vibe of the movie, the way it looks, the cast that they have, like, everything seemed like
that?
You really had to make, you had to put in a college effort to make it bad, and it sounds like that's what's going on.
Yes. Somebody online said, this my buddy David, and
he's the hit.
Well, my buddy David's, you know, he
knows everything.
He's a geek. He cares. You know what I mean? He said it was worse than Batman versus Superman, and I don't know how bad could that be. I mean, worse than BVS.
I love you,
dude. Seriously, and that was, I mean, you fell asleep. You got this action movie that should keep you awake, and it was within the first 10 minutes of the movie you were sleeping on the plane. You were done.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Affleck in his Batman voice wasn't really. It was too soothing. It put me to sleep.
Yeah, man.
But, man, the soundtrack's pretty dope for Suicide Squad.
Margot Robbie, according to Uncle Chris, Margot Robbie's the best thing about the movie. And we've seen a lot of great...
Harley Quinn?
She's Harley Quinn, yeah.
She's hot.
Yeah, well, that's a big... And I guess the way she plays her is fun as well. Unfortunately, she can't be in the whole damn movie. There's, you know, six or seven other people in it.
But what about Jared Leto as the Joker? Is that
Did you like him?
He's good, too.
All right, so that makes sense. The two people love, that Harley Quinn, you know, Joker romance.
Interesting, though.
Yeah, well, the rest of it, I mean, I'll have to be honest with you. Will Smith didn't impress me in the previews. None of the trailers, I was like, oh, I can't wait to see Will Smith.
Now I kind of want to go see this movie.
I think Will Smith is ruining stuff, dude. I think he's got to pull a Jim Carrey and get the hell out for a while.
No.
Yeah, he's kind of wrecking stuff.
He was great in Concussion.
Okay, well, see, that's different. Now, that's different. That's a different kind of movie. I give him credit for that. You're right.
He was awesome in Hancock. You didn't like Hancock?
Not really.
Oh, I loved
it. It was okay. It was okay. I didn't hate it. It was all right. And, of course, Wild Wild West wasn't his fault, but he wasn't that good in that.
We're going to Wild Wild West.
Yeah, I got to go to Wild Wild West.
Oh, man.
All right, it's time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625. Text us at 77999. I think, yeah, Will Smith has to do the serious movies. Just like, you know, Jim Carrey did Eternal Sunshine Mind Spot thing. That was good. I think he's got to do like Carrey. All right, we'll take your calls and texts at 917.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625. You can also text us at 77999. Doesn't matter what we're talking about, man. We've had a lot of great subjects today, maybe yesterday, a year ago, whatever you want to talk about, or a brand new topic you want to bring to the table. You pick the topic, you guide the show. And Steve, well, he has one rule for Listeners on the Loose.
Show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you and then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
Yeah, that's how it works. Let's go to Thomas in Renton. Thomas, you are on the Rock.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Thomas. Welcome to the show. What you got for us, buddy?
Well, there's a lot of remakes and sequels being made out there, but there's one missing from that great pool of movies. And ladies and gentlemen, it's Spaceballs 2, The Search for More Money. Where is that remake, and where is that sequel?
Ooh, you know, I got to tell you something. And look, I have no idea if age plays a part of it, but Mel Brooks, obviously, he's up in years and not doing as many movies. And he was the king of comedy and parodies for so many years within Hollywood and the movie business. So well-respected, yeah. So funny. On many levels, audio, video. I mean, Mel Brooks and back with Carl Reiner and all that, a tremendous talent, both of them. And, Thomas, I don't know. So let's say somebody else does it. Who do you think, what director could do it? If Mel Brooks isn't going to do it, who would you trust?
Anybody that's not named Michael Bay.
No, that was my guess. Yeah. I was going to say Michael Bay.
Do you think, here's the thing, J.J. Abrams, everything he touches is gold. I mean, you know, this new show, Roadies, is fantastic that Cameron Crowe is doing, and J.J. produces that. Of course, I love the Star Trek movies. Star Wars, Force Awakens, I loved. I mean, everything J.J. touches seems to be, could he do this parody comedy? Would you trust him?
I think I could trust him. I'd want to see who he has playing what roles, and I they'd have to stick to, like, keeping it as close to the original Spaceballs. I mean, it's got to be the same type of comedy, the same type of jokes, the same type of absurdity.
It would be great if he would parody The Force Awakens. I think it would be great because you got new guys, and a lot of people laughed at, you know, Kylo Ren. And anyway, he's a parody waiting to
guy,
happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I vote Adam McKay.
Yes.
Okay. SNL, yeah. Anchorman.
Yeah. Okay.
What the hell was Kenny Powers?
Yeah. Eastbound and Down.
Yeah. I mean, the guy's, he's a funny dude. He's a brilliant mind.
I can't argue with that.
Good.
You shouldn't. All right. All right. So J.J. Abrams and Adam McKay together. I don't know if they'd ever do it.
We just need to connect the two. I think that would be hard.
What the hell? I mean, he's working with Cameron Crowe. I didn't know that was going to happen someday. And then they got together and boom, that's a hell of a... By the way, Roadies is a great show about roadies and rock music and so many great appearances by real musicians as well as this fake band that goes around. And so well done, man. It's on Showtime. If you ever get a chance to see it, it's really worth it.
Earlier this morning, we were doing a topic because of D'Angelo Williams from the Pittsburgh Steelers. He had a Walking Dead zombie-themed wedding.
Yeah.
Somebody texted and said, I went to a nudist wedding once.
Woo.
The reception party was literally blanking amazing.
So when they say, like, look, nudists are all about just being nude and it's not sexual. But, I mean, you know how people go to weddings and try to bang the wedding party. They always try to get a bridesmaid and stuff. I know. Is that what he means? It was like, hey, you're already nude. People are already in the mood.
And wouldn't it be awkward, that part where, like, you're supposed to pull the garter belt off? I mean...
Yeah,
it's kind of like a weird visual.
You're absolutely right. You're kind of visiting, the Hidden Valley there.
And I don't know if I want to. Well, it depends on the girls that are trying to catch that bouquet. But if it falls to the ground, do we really want to see everybody bending over to try and get it?
Oh, see, I wouldn't mind, dude. You know me.
Come on, ladies, pick up that flower.
I like everything on the buffet. You know me. I think that would be fantastic.
You're right.
I really do. That would be a great sight.
probably save money, though, on, like, food and cake because everyone's going to be, like, way too self-conscious to eat.
Not me, buddy. Not me. See, when you know you're a fatty, like I know I am. I see myself in the mirror every day.
Right.
I'm, like, used to it. It's been, you know, it's been over 50 years of me having this body. So, I'm, you know, I've already got someone who loves me. I got a family. Right. I got a career. And I've looked like this. This is what I got here got me where I am.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm proud of it. You know?
So then get naked right now.
Why would you? What you mean get
so proud
naked?
Of it?
I'm proud of who I am. So I'll eat the cake. It's the cake that got me here.
You just want to eat cake.
You bet your ass I do. I'll eat cake. I'll do it any way you want to.
That's not frosting down there, kids.
Whoops. Okay. Wow. Why'd you go there now? My white on white is a whole different thing now. All right, let's go to Andrew in Tacoma. Andrew, you are on the Rock.
What's up, guys?
You are, buddy. What you got for us?
I was just wondering how you guys feel about Blink-182's comeback and Tom DeLonge no longer being a part of the band, Matt Skiba taking over.
You know, Steve, this is an interesting question. Are they relevant? Is their sound relevant? Can they last?
Yeah, the album sold great.
Okay.
I mean, they actually made a dent in the Billboard charts.
Okay.
I think the new album is phenomenal.
I haven't heard the new album.
It's so good.
How come I haven't got it yet?
Well, what am I in charge of, giving you records?
Yeah. I mean, you're kind of that.
Then subscribe to Apple Music.
If you want board games? If you want board games, I'll give you board games. You're supposed to give me the music I love. I love Blink-182, and I haven't even, like, sample the damn album.
I was genuinely happy. I don't know what you think, but I was genuinely happy with how the record sounds. Like, I mean, I think that was a big chance for them to take by not having one of the core members of the band, especially with the backlash. I mean, we see it with Alice in Chains. We see it with any other band. When you get a new member, everybody wants to crap on it. But I thought that they did a great job, and I can't wait to see them when they come to the Key Arena.
So you really liked it?
I think it's one of their best records.
Wow.
Not just like of the last few, but just in general. I think it's one of their best records.
Now, let me ask you a question, Andrew and Steve. Now, Andrew, how old are you?
I'm 21.
Okay, so you know what? Then their music would appeal to you anyway, because obviously when they were the band, they were writing about 20 something problems.
Yeah,
and 20 something issues and whatever. So here they are, what, in their 40s now?
I know they're like 40 something.
So so if they're in their 40s, what are they writing about? Because Pearl Jam, you know, bands that last, they write about where they are. So that's the thing. It's hard for me to think, like, how could Blink-182 write about where they are when they were such a 20-something sound?
I mean, they're not as joking as they still have some kind of silly songs on there, but I feel like they're singing about stuff that they're dealing with now. But I don't think they've made it so that it just sounds like old people songs, but it's like,
all right,
you know, they've been able to keep it sounding fresh while, you know, not actually trying to act like they're 22 when we know they're 40.
I got to get this.
I think you dig it. It's very fun.
Hey, ask Ryan Castle, Vicky, if he's got a free album.
So does he like the new stuff?
Or? Oh, Andrew, I forgot. Randy, you still there, buddy?
Yep, still here.
Oh, so what do you think of it?
Well, you see, I get a lot of people, because I'm a diehard Blink-182 fan. I've been listening to them since I was like 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah.
I have a lot of people coming up to me and saying, well, aren't you getting tired of listening to them writing, like how you guys are saying, you know, 22-year-old music. And I think that's the whole appeal of Blink-182. You know, they're that immature punk rock band that's going to write about, you know, pooping and farting and all this, you know, stupid stuff going on. But at the same time, their musicality and their, I guess, their bond, they can just make and create really good music still, you know, even without Tom DeLonge's influence. I mean, the lyrics are noticeably different. You can tell that Tom DeLonge's influence isn't there, but that doesn't necessarily make it a bad thing. I think Matt Skiba brings a lot to the band.
He's well thought out with this answer.
Andrew, I am very impressed with this, man. I honestly,
I feel like we're listening to like an essay.
Most dudes just go, yeah, it's cool.
And as a drummer, I'll never grow sick of hearing Travis Barker play the drums.
Hey, man, I'm a drummer. He is by far my favorite drummer.
You don't even have to like the music. You could just love the drumming.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy to hear this, Andrew, because, you know, look, I'm 102 years old, but I always loved Blink-182. And now I remember, it's funny, it went out of my radar because it didn't blow up where everybody was super talking about it. But I'm happy to hear you like it.
I dig it a lot.
I mean, the one thing I will give you credit for, and I don't give you credit for like movies or anything, but musically, you seem to know what I like. And whenever you recommend something, I always do when it comes to musically. And you know my tastes are horrible.
I know you just like overly catchy, poppy rock.
Definitely. That's why Blink 182 was so fun for me, because you know I was older when they came out, and it didn't matter. I still love their music. It appealed to me, the juvenile in me.
Plus, on one of their songs, they have a 16-second long song called "I Built This Pool," and it's the greatest lyrics ever. It's woo woo woo. I want to see some naked dudes. That's why I built this pool. That's serious stuff right there.
There you go, right there, buddy. Listeners on the loose, 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625. Text us at 77999. Listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. More of your calls and texts at 934 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Listeners on the loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show at 206-421-ROCK, and ROCK is 7625. And you know what, man? Whatever it is you want to talk about. Something yesterday, something today, something a year ago, or a brand new topic.
We got a lot of texts about this at 77999, quite possibly because you teased everybody yesterday. One person said, don't forget BJ. He still needs to tell us why his wife is in California.
Oh, right.
Next one says, I know I'm not that one listener that you were talking to, but I don't remember hearing why BJ's wife doesn't live with him. Next one says, it's me again, LOL. Why aren't you and your wife living in the same state? He texted back.
Yes, he did. All right. Well, it's not really that exciting of a story. That's why I was hoping nobody would text back.
BJ's got terrible gas.
Yeah.
It goes way past Oregon.
Terrible, terrible gas. Yeah. Well, you know, look, it's a complicated story, but it involves some medical stuff. And my wife was seeing a medical practitioner here in Bellevue, as a matter of fact. And then the dude just up and left and went down to California. And so she went down, and every once in a while would go down and see him and get some work done because she had a car accident a few years ago.
Right.
And I eventually just said, this is crazy. You are flying back and forth, and if you just were down there, you'd be able to see this guy a lot more. And so, you know, it's somebody, her preferred practitioner, and she's been getting a lot better. So that's why she's down there. It's been a long time, but, you know, she's a naturopathic person. She doesn't like traditional doctors. And I can't blame her because, boy, oh, boy, did I go through some crap where the medical community really needs to take a look at how they treat patients. And it's not just me. It's kind of sucky. So that's why. I mean, that really is the main reason is why she's down there. And so, I kind of figured she raised the kids and she wanted to do this for herself. It's not been easy, that's for sure, because I have to take care of the house. And that's not really my forte.
I mean, your daughter's not doing all the work around the house?
No.
Shocking.
We actually share it. But, I mean, you know, I'm not the guy that's running the household. I run this radio show. You know, Kathy always ran the household. So it's weird that I got to take care of stuff and go, God, you know. But
Mr. Mom.
Yeah. And Sarah won't leave. So that's the problem. I mean, you know, so it's like I have to take care of a child that still thinks she's a child. And so, you know, yeah, there you go. So,
well, hey, you're not alone. One texter just said, I live in Seattle. My wife lives in Phoenix.
I'll tell you this. And I will tell you.
You get to watch all the shows you want.
I get to, you know, it's interesting. My wife, and I don't know, you know, my wife lets me, I had no idea that she would let me have whatever life I wanted to have outside of her, just as long as I hung with her for a little while, but I didn't need to be with her every day. Mm-hmm. So every weekend I would think, oh, I got to be the whole weekend with her.
Yeah.
That's what we think, don't we? I mean, you know, well, I should spend the whole weekend. She never really needed that. But I thought she did because I thought that's what you were supposed to do. When we lived far away, I started getting to have my own life, which I'm a lot happier that I now did what I probably could have done, but I didn't know I could do that. So that is the benefit.
Yeah.
And also sleeping in my own room. I think as you get older, you know, it's nice to have a romantic room, but, you know, sleeping in your own room is kind of nice.
See, I like having
I did when I was your age, too.
Yeah, I hate it. I went away this past weekend to Richmond, British Columbia, and that's it echoes like you. I first didn't go because I thought, well, my wife's not going to let me go. She doesn't. And then I finally threw it at her, and she's like, go, have fun. Like, why would I tell you not to? I mean, we hang out plenty. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, how cool is that? You didn't know. I didn't know. Who knew?
But I had the bed to myself. And thankfully at this hotel, they have like those long, like stuffed giant, like looks like a tree trunk.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Those big pillow things.
So I cuddle that thing hard, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so you're a cuddler.
Oh, I love to cuddle.
Yeah, no, I'm happy.
I'm all about the, my wife hates it because I'm so hairy.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm constantly like poking her with my hairs.
Pardon me? Okay. Oh, your hairs. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. So if you can do the separate bedroom thing when your kids move out of the house, mm-hmm. like, and you get all the rooms that you have, do not underestimate the power of separate bedrooms. You know, you can go hang for a while, do whatever you want to do, cut, and then go, all right, I'm off. Then the snoring, the whatever, however you be, doesn't bother the other person.
This is all good for my wife because this would be perfect for her. But, like, I need to then steal that giant stuffed log from the hotel.
Yeah, get the stuffed log. They have body pillows you can buy.
Nice.
Yeah.
You think I can get one that looks just like my wife?
Yeah, you can have it made, sure.
Or that's looks just like me. And then I'm cuddling with myself.
Okay, that's a little interesting. Yeah, I don't think you should get that.
I can just rub its bald head.
Okay, pardon me? Okay, yes. That's wrong. So wrong. Here's a question. How is it possible that a guy went to the bathroom and burnt his yacht down? What? I'll tell you all about it at 9:48 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, Steve, this story comes from the great state of Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta love that. And nobody got hurt in this one, so this is a good story. Here's the headline. A guy lights a candle to cover his smell in the yacht bathroom. Yes, and he burns the yacht down.
Is that bad?
I don't know if the smell was that
this
bad.
This smells so awful, I'm burning my boat down.
Yeah. Dude in Florida, he has a 38-foot yacht worth about 170 Gs. He's a fancy boy. Keeps it docked in a marina like a lot of people do. Was on his boat Thursday night chilling. And, you know, went to the bathroom like we all do. And then he decided, no, I'm going to light a candle. You know, I mean, it's what you do in a bathroom when you do business. Decent plan, but yeah, candle tipped over. The whole boat caught on fire. Yeah. So no charges for the guy. That's a nice thing.
I think the charge was he burned his own boat down. That's bad enough.
That was a big charge. Hey, Ryan Castle, he's next, and he's got a 12-pack.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
What kind of crazy-themed wedding would you like to have?
Ladies wrestling theme. I dress as the Macho Man.
Okay.
She dresses as Miss Elizabeth.
Well, of course.
My best man's the Hulkster.
Uh-huh.
Although at some point we have to fight.
Yeah, but you don't want the Hulkster, because what if he wants to have sex with your wife?
Yeah. He did get mixed up with Elizabeth.
Yeah, exactly.
But at the end, the Macho Man laid the elbow down.
Ooh, yeah.
Dig it.
BJ and Migs, morning. On The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. Can I leave things off of a bankruptcy, like my car?
You have to list all of your assets and creditors when you file bankruptcy. So you would have to tell the court and the trustee that you have the car or that you have a car loan. You could say that I want to keep my car and continue to make my payments on the car. But the court will need to know that you have a car and that you may have a payment on the car. So by leaving it off the bankruptcy, if you mean that you cannot disclose it to the court, the answer to that is no, you must disclose it. However, that does not mean that you'll lose those assets. You'll be able to keep things like a car and a house in almost all cases, but you must disclose them to the court. But you'll need to continue to make payments on a house or a car that you intend to keep.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.